With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a kid in school, it was probably no picnic for novelist Larry Wywoody, whose last name must have confounded his teachers and classmates.
The common response is, why would he? And when I was a young man, of course, my answer was, because she was willing.
Spelled Wywoode, Wywoody is a Slavic name, although his ancestors came from Alsace-Lorraine. Larry Wywoody's sensitive, skillfully crafted novels have won him accolades and a growing following. He's best known for Beyond the Bedroom Wall, the story of a rural North Dakota family. His latest book, Born Brothers, is an extension of that story. Larry Wywoody was born in North Dakota in 1941, where his father was a high school administrator.
I came across a book in which he had interleaved several of my letters. That he would preserve them encouraged me.
At the same time, Wywoody's father was skeptical of his son's stated intention to write for a living.
I remember my father saying, like every other parent has said, I'm sure, through the course of history, why don't you get a job and then write?
Larry Wywoody admits Born Brothers traces his own childhood and relationship with an older brother in many ways.
I have certain parallels and certain events in my life, that's for sure, that I've included in this book to say that that's autobiographical and it means this poor fellow doesn't have an imagination is not quite the way to look at it.
Larry Wywoody discarded hundreds of pages of Born Brothers as he rewrote. It's still a big book with more than 600 pages of passionate, near-flawless prose, published by Farrar, Straus, Giroux. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. New York was Mecca for aspiring novelist Larry Wywoody in the 1960s. As a student at the University of Illinois, Wywoody had met New Yorker editor William Maxwell.
He asked to see some of the things I had written. I showed him those, and they were the sort of thing that some young people were writing then, and I'm afraid quite a few are writing now.
Experimental prose, not directly concerned with real people and real lives. So now, living in New York, Larry Wywoody decided to write something more personal, a story about his older brother.
I showed a piece of it to William Maxwell, and he felt now this was getting more onto the course of where he felt my material would lie.
That was 20 years ago, but that short story was the basis for Larry Wywoody's magnificent new novel, Born Brothers. Long before Born Brothers, Wywoody wrote a highly acclaimed first novel called What I'm Going to Do, I Think.
I was one of the disaffected, semi-disabled youth of the 60s, and I was wanting to examine some of the reasons for that disaffection of those who were and were not going to Vietnam.
Wywoody's novel, Beyond the Bedroom Wall, traces the history of a North Dakota family. That same family appears in Born Brothers. The book depicts vivid images of a childhood, and Wywoody says there's a reason for that.
The first 4 or 5 years of life are the most important. They leave their imprint. They are unerasable.
One of America's most gifted writers, Larry Wywoody, author of Born Brothers, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After living in New York City for several years, the author of the new novel Born Brothers, North Dakota-born Larry Wywoody and his wife, became virtual nomads.
We moved from the city and then literally began a kind of odyssey across the U.S. looking for a place that we could call home.
During their 8-year odyssey, Wywoody and his family lived in a dozen different places, renting houses at the edge of a city or in the country. Wywoody supported himself by writing short stories, then he later incorporated into an acclaimed novel of a North Dakota family.
At that point, I was selling pieces of Beyond the Bedroom Wall to the New Yorker, and that was sufficient to keep us in money to, not to keep ahead of the creditors, that's not why we kept shifting address, but to keep up with the life we were leading then.
Larry Wywoody finally settled in the last place he could imagine, the state in which he was born.
Strangely enough, we both felt that the only place where the true West was left to any extent at all in a way that isn't influenced by, say, Hollywood or by New York City, was in western North Dakota.
Farrar, Straus, and Giroux has just published Larry Wywoody's magnificent new novel, Born Brothers. It's the story of the intertwining lives of two young men from North Dakota.
Within the year, I'll publish a new book.
Last work for you.
Yes, yes, as I say, these books are now, they're going to be coming out every year or so, and people are going to say, now what's the matter with him? He used to take 6 or 7 years, you know, a reasonable amount of time to do a novel. Now they're coming out every year.
Larry Wywoody, with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.